time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, come one, come all to your next half shot.
Listen to you getting all excited.
Samantha said that I don't sound excited enough when it's time to do half shots.
Hey, everybody. Here's another Three Stars Podcast half shot coming at ya.
That's because we stopped boofing Red Bull and day drinking.
I know. Well, we tend to already be drinking by the time we get to the half shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about this one, which is... It was a complaint that I saw in a review and then someone going off about it on Facebook, which was a fine dining restaurant not offering kids menus.
Ooh.
I think that's brilliant. I'm on that team, dude. I'm on train. We don't seat incomplete parties. Like, I'm about it.
Tote's on board with that one, too.
I don't understand why you would go to a fine dining restaurant and expect that they cater to children at all.
Because that's the society nowadays, the entitlement of it.
I agree. Honestly, like, it's like when you put your kids on the bar, like, and I hate that it's a family friendly environment. Like, cool, but I still don't want that toddler on my bar top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like shit.
Didn't we talk about this? There was a review that we had done, I think, actually,
Something about picnic tables
in London. No, it was that like all they had to offer was like chicken nuggets or something for kids, or like they were upset about that. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't have like a good menu for kids.
Dude, kids are like droids. They like take up space. They're a lot of extra work, you know, and they don't consume that much product. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'll sell your kid all the Red Bulls and Maraschino cherries that they want, but...
What I always thought was crazy was that Fridays, for a long time when I worked there, did kids eat free on Monday nights, and it was basically...
I remember that because I avoided Mondays like the plague. I was like, oh, I got church group or something.
I never had to work Monday nights, but I guess the deal usually at any place that does that is that as long as the parent orders an entree.
Yeah.
Like they have to order an entree and a beverage. It doesn't have to be an alcoholic beverage, but then the kid eats free.
Kids eat free.
Like, what is the business model there? I don't understand. Like, you can't be making any money.
Well, I think that they're trying to make it in volume rather than, you know, in whatever. The kids' menus are usually stuff that's super easy to just crank out, right?
It's chicken nuggets shaped like dinosaurs.
Chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, you know. Kids pizza, like
Dino Nuggets.
Dino Nuggies.
I mean, stuff that's just like super easy and cheap, right?
Right.
And really, the money comes in when that full price entree and beverage goes out.
Yeah.
Now, there were always lots of complaints because they would order like the parent would order nachos. Well, then they don't get the kids' food free because you ordered an appetizer. Yeah. You didn't order an entree, right? And people get all pissed off about that. But, I mean, it's almost the same kind of concept in terms of, like, the expectation that restaurants should always be catering to your children.
Right.
I understand if it's a family restaurant.
Yeah, if it's like a Bennigan's, they don't have those anymore, but like, or like a, you know, like a McDonald's. Like, if they have a playground, cool. Like, but don't come into... Tag and like expect me to cater like in my six-seater high-end cocktail bar and like expect me to cater to your child. Like, no, I'm not stoked on making a Shirley Temple, dude. Like, I'm not making any money on that.
I remember Samantha and I went and had dinner at Fruition, and Fruition, like, I think we didn't even realize how expensive of a place it was until we were there. But regardless, this couple came in and they had a kid with them, and we were like, Why the fuck is your child here in Fruition?
Okay. And I've been quiet the entire time because I've really been thinking about this. But let me just hit back to what you said, Bill. Not every restaurant needs to cater to your child.
Yeah.
I don't have children of my own for a specific reason. Brad has children of his own. Brad is totally smitten in love with his kids. He takes, you know, his kids are number one in his world, and they are number one in my world because I love Brad. I am always thinking about the kids and Brad in some way, shape, or form, except for date night.
Yeah.
And
because that would be gross.
That would be gross. But I mean, it goes back to the lifestyle of you two dated before children were around. So why can you not go out and have time again together without children? You don't need to always bring your children everywhere. It's healthy and important to not have your children with you 24/7 to have a night. Not only that, when Brad and I go out to a date night and we go to a really nice restaurant, I don't want to sit next to a child.
Right. If you're spending $150 on dinner and you got to suffer through some kids screaming through the whole experience.
Or making like, that's a mess.
Not cool.
Or eating disgusting dirtily next to me. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I agree.
So there is a reason why there are not children's menus on some fine dining or even casual dining restaurants, because they don't encourage your, that's their polite way of saying, we don't encourage children
don't bring
to be
your
here.
Demons. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and get butthurt about it.
And I would say that by and large, you know, the casual dining establishments do, right? They will have, you know, any of your TGI Fridays or your, you know, your big chain types of places.
Not even but like Park & Co.
Right. So, but then there are those other places that are casual dining that they might have like a kid's burger, kid's cheeseburger or something like that. But it's a small set of options for kids because they're not trying. They don't want your kid's business.
Right.
Like Bill said,
we don't give a shit about your
sister. They're the droids. But when we go out and we want to take the kids out, we take them to places that are specific.
Cater to kids.
Well, and or so you're doing your due diligence. It's like being gluten free or straws. You know what I mean? Like,
and
these
again,
are things, if you have to have these accommodations, like you have to provide a little personal accountability and do some of the work yourself.
I mean, if you're, and that's the thing is, if you're like, there are so many people out there that get super fucking butthurt. And again, I have two kids. I have had to deal with restaurants that don't cater to the kids when we end up going out to eat. You know, maybe it's a big family affair, you know, with my, you know, with my parents and cousins and whatever else. And we go to a place like, they don't really have anything that my kids are going to like. Well, we have to figure the fuck out then.
Yeah. So you split an entree.
And it is not the fault of the restaurant.
No.
And that's what pisses me off. And this was instigated, like I said, by this woman who left this scathing review about the fine dining restaurant not offering a kid's menu.
They're allowed to do that, by the way, lady.
Yeah, they can run their business however they want.
Right.
They're allowed to do that.
And they should not then be met with a negative review.
No.
What they should be met with is your feedback, for sure. Mm-hmm. Right? You're absolutely welcome to let your server know or let a manager know that you do really like coming to this place, and it would be great if you could have even a small kids menu so that there are some offerings.
Yeah,
but
cool.
But at the same time, I'll
go and change the temperature for you
right
now.
But,
I promise.
But at the same time, like, I'm Ocean Prime that. Doesn't have to carry chicken nuggets and mac and cheese for your kids.
Fish sticks, maybe.
Maybe. Right.
Good call.
Like, maybe you could get like a 4-ounce piece of salmon or something like that. But, you know, there's no reason why a place has to cater to your children.
And it follows the parallel with the whole issue of, you know, my dog wasn't welcomed here. Okay, first and foremost, pets are not allowed into restaurants.
It's health code violation.
They're absolutely not allowed. Pets are not allowed into the airport, yet the airport somehow allows it now.
Well, because they actually are now allowed, because you can buy your pet a seat.
Yeah, that's
it's my
stupidest
emotional support
right.
whiskey. All right, thank you very much.
Yes. So, that's good. I like that. So, but it's those, these two parallel each other, you know? It's the entitlement that people are now, you know, putting on the service industry. It is the entitlement. Well,
and it's bullying.
It is.
Honestly, like going on to Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and writing these types of reviews, you know, and the restaurants get hurt and businesses in general get hurt, right? It's not, we're honestly always championing restaurants because that's the industry that we're in, but it's all kinds of places. It's like the little mom and pop like kitchen supply store, or you know, or the tailor, or the dry cleaner
store, and not, you know, the Barnes and Noble,
right? And people go out and they think that they deserve to have a certain thing that they really want, and then they turn around and take it out on that establishment for not providing that particular service. It's stupid.
It is stupid. You don't have Heineken? I'll take a Heineken. Yeah, you want to look at the menu, dude?
Right. Okay. Well, why don't you have Heineken?
Okay, I'll take a Red Stripe. Okay, you want to look at the menu? Because there's other people that are actually going to engage here and not expect me to just materialize something out of thin air. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I think it boils down to the entitlement. But you know what? If there's no kids menu, take the hint. Don't get butthurt and go to the Chuck E. Cheese. Go to the Chili's and the Applebee's. Yeah. Go to the restaurants that do cater to children.
Yeah, the majority of casual dining restaurants, like you said, like a Park Burger, I think they do still have some sort of kids menu, right?
Yep.
Like it's the high-end places that, no, why would
they? Why would we do that? Like, we're making $200 a head. Why am I going to cater to your children? That's just money lost.
Right. Yeah.
Should charge more for kids.
Oh, man. Yeah,
here's the kids menu, and it's twice as much as what the...
Seriously. There's only one thing you can get.
And it's how we make our margins.
And it costs like $30. Like
gourmet pizza or something. It's not even like pizza with pepperoni.
Kids eat for more expensive.
Yeah, here's your margarita pizza.
Kids don't eat free.
Surprise, it's actually a margarita, no pizza. All right, I think that's good for this half shot. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure to like, listen, share, leave us a review, and come back and listen to our full episodes and some more half shots.
Sayonara. Mwah.